Call from Philly Radio Campaign.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'll just ask you, how much do y'all pay an hour?
What county is the patient residing in?
Philadelphia.
And how many hours a week does the patient have?
14.
It doesn't matter.
84 hours.
Okay, 84 hours.
14 hours a day.
How many caregivers?
One.
So you do all 84 hours?
Sorry?
Are you doing all 84 hours?
You asked me a question and I answered it. It's 1A and it's 14 hours a day.
14 hours a day, 84 hours a week in Philadelphia County. Let me check the rates for you, please hold. So anything after 40 hours is time and a half. So 44 hours worth of overtime. Give me 1 second.
Real people. My name is Whitney Harlan. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. Never thought in a million years we have 2 years life insurance.
I can do 1325.
Okay.
What are you currently making right now? So I can match that or offer you something higher.
$1 million. I make $14 an hour.
You making 14 right now?
Ma'am, I answered the questions the first time. I mean, there's no confusion here. Yes, that's what I just said.
First of all, I'm trying to help you, okay? Second of all, I can't hear you because you're coming in and out and you have like a radio on the background. So that's why I'm asking you, okay? So give me 1 second while I get you a better rate, okay? Please hold.
Tomorrow is Sunday. The games tomorrow are Bills and Broncos and the 49ers after eliminating the Eagles visible Seahawks. NBA tonight, Sixers trying to bounce back, boosting Cleveland again. On the ice, the Flyers lost their fifth straight, trumped by the Penguins. I'm at a court.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook for live betting, is turning the stakes for every DraftKings.
I can go up to $14.50 an hour.
Every Sunday throughout the NFL playoffs, open the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and get your promo token.
And then you're going to do 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You're going to go up to 22.25 for the remaining 44.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code.
Can you lower the radio? I can't hear you, and there's a back noise.
What did you just say?
You're going to make $22.25 for the remaining 44 hours.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
We pay overtime. So anything after 40 hours is time and a half. Are you getting overtime now?
No, I'm getting $14 an hour for 14 hours a day.
No, we're going to pay you overtime. I'm going to pay you at a higher rate, and I'm going to give you overtime.
Yeah, but I'm not understanding what you're saying. He's saying it's going to be $14.50 an hour plus $22.
So for the first 40 hours, it's $14.50. For the remaining 44 hours, you're going to go up to $22.25.
An hour?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the first 14 is 14, and then he said, and then the 80s are making 84 is $22 an hour.
The remaining 44 hours are at 22.25. Yes, ma'am.
22.25.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, just one more question. In all total, how much do I make a week?
Hold on. So it's $570 for the first 40 hours. And then for the remaining 44 hours at 22.25, is $979, so $979 and $570, 1 second. It's over $1,550 roughly.
So I make $1,550 a week?
Yes. right. What's the patient's first and last name?
Hello?
Yeah, the patient's first and last name.
Her name is Tanya, but I will call the other agency and let them know I'm switching.
So let me submit the referral before you do that, because you don't want to lose services. You don't want to tell them yet.
What?
You want to wait for the service coordinator to notify them, because you don't want to lose services.
This is not my first time switching. I've been with this company a long time. It's not my first time switching. But I have to finish this week out so I can get my pay.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm saying.
And it started today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can submit the referral. I can get the information that we need so we can get your caregivers and everyone processed, okay?
What's your name?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine? All right, Jasmine. Hey, you always answer?
I'm going to give you my direct number.
All right, what is it?
267-551.
Mm-hmm.
7410.
7410. Is that, where exactly are you located at?
We're in 1 Winding Drive, right in Philadelphia.
What is the drive?
Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G.
W-I-N-D-G-I-N?
W-I-N-D-I-N-G, Winding.
D-I-N-G, okay. All right, listen. Hold on. All right, Jazz, give me a second. All right, this is a
Family First Care, Miss Tanya.
I know I'm talking to my to the patient.
Okay.
It's 1,550 a week, and you get it. Now, let me ask you one more question, Jasmine. Actually, Jasmine, you're talking to the patient, though. To be honest, this is my caretaker right here, though.
Okay.
But the way he clock in, he don't clock in on the computer. He call HHHH, and he have a clock in number.
Yeah,
you
do that. Every agency has to use the HHHH. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but listen to what I'm saying. He don't clock in on the computer. He clock in by calling the number, and then he punch in his code.
Yes. Yes, we do that.
Yes, I know it's HHHH, Dad. I'm just saying to you that some people do it on the computer, right? They take their phone, they clock in and out.
Yeah, there's two different ways on doing it, depending if you have, like, bad reception where you live at. Like, if you don't got bad reception,
right.
you can choose. Yeah, you can let them know what option is better for you.
So the other agency gave him HHHH, but he clocked in on the phone and he punched in his code, which is 100-752. You do that too?
We do the HHA, so yes, we use the same system.
Jazz, man, you're getting along good, but I don't want to get confused. You hear what I'm saying? No, he used to clock in from the internet. Most people clock in from their phones, Jazz, through the GPS, right? But
okay.
He don't. He got an ID number, Jazz, that he called HHHH, and they say punch in your ID number, and then he punch it in. That's how he punch in and out. You get what I'm saying to you?
What I understand is that the HHA system has to be utilized regardless of how he clocks in and out. So it's the same system. You just got to let your coordinator know what works.
It's the same system, but it does matter to us. So I think you keep, you confusing us, so I'm be all right. Like I said, he don't use the computer. He clocks in with an ID number.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is now everybody uses HHHH.
Right.
But my cousin, she don't use, she has to clock in from her phone, far as the GPS to the computer. He don't clock in like that. He call a number. He's giving his ID number, and he's clocked in.
Okay.
He don't use the computer. He don't know how to use the computer.
Okay. So what we could do is once we transfer this call to the coordinator that's going to send them the hiring application, he can tell them that he doesn't know how to use the computer, that he'd rather do that system like he's doing it now.
All right, well, he's sitting right here, but he's not going to switch if it's not a guarantee that he can clock in and out that way.
Right. So let me give me 1 second, because you're going to have to speak to the coordinator that sends the hiring application, because that's a better question for her. Give me 1 second. Let me see who's available to answer your question. Tanya, what's a good number to reach you?
267-808-4101. They've seen on the radio that they got health benefits and all that.
You said 4101?
Yeah. 1550 hours, she took you up $1.50 more than what she makes now. Plus health insurance.
What's the patient's name? Tanya, is it you, right? So T-O-N-Y-A?
T-A-N-Y-A.
And your last name?
She don't need my last name to answer my question. I'll give you my name if you agree to switch to me. I'll give you my last name. I'll give you all my information.
Okay, what's the caregiver's name?
What'd you say?
The caregiver's name?
Derek.
Mr. Derek, 1 second. Give me 1 second to see if Miss Monica can answer this question for you. Let me see if she's available.
All right.
All right, Ms. Tanya, so your question is that even though they're doing the HHA system, he's not computer literate, so he wants to be able to clock in and out through a code over the phone, right? Over the phone code.
No, yes, they give him a code. I give him an ID number, and he punches his ID number to clock in and clock out, exactly.
Right.
He don't, right, he's literate to the computer. I said... I called your brother yesterday, nobody answered.
I talked to him yesterday.
So, all right, just do this. Call him. Next Monday got to be now because I just paid it. I just paid it. I don't know if you want to go with us or we got to go with you, but we got to get it all in one, you know what I mean? A call like that. So I'm going to take him back down, clean out, and tell them that he checked, that he moved to there. Get it. And then it's going to say the same thing.
All right.
Thank you. Next month, though, I'll call you. Before I pay it, I'll call you. Thank you. First of your name, Warren Set. He said, thank you, Warren Set. He said, you're...
I'm gonna change the address too.
Yeah, I drive for Uber. I drive for Uber and Lyft.
Change the address,
okay?
Yeah.
And Lyft. Me and my wheelchair, they get on the back of it. Yo, he's crazy. He's talking about, I know she drives Uber. If this wheelchair could drive for Uber, I would. Ms. Jasmine?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the response.
Oh, you're really? Okay. That's it. Shit, that's a nice one.
That's the word. You think it's going to cut out the top, but how you do the apples that wasn't on this?
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice one, too.
That's the bird.
That's a nice one. I'm sorry. That's just a nice. Oh, yeah, he do look better. He do. He look different. I was wondering why he looked so different. Okay, player. That's a good thing. Oh, y'all both got high blood pressure. Ain't no joke. Well, you got a good job, so you don't be stressed. He worked for PHA. He probably be stressed all the time. Oh, Jesus. I'm like a maintenance?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that go to their house and stuff. Fix stuff if it break and all like that. But both of y'all got a good job. You say you love him. You love me taking care of me out.
No. I got to come back, thank you. I got a big repass tomorrow.
Oh, man, what the hell is mine? I'll take you for tomorrow.
So they said that you can if it's a landline and the PA office needs to approve it.
It what?
They said that they can if it's a landline, like a home phone.
He uses cell phone like everybody else, so I don't think we're going to be able to switch to y'all. Thanks.
No, you're not understanding. The patient's home phone. If
it's
your
house phone. Who got a house phone?
Okay, I understand that, but if your house phone is your cell phone, then obviously he's going to be able to do it from your phone because that's your landline, right?
I don't know, Jazz. You're telling me, but I don't have a landline. A landline is a house phone.
So if they can if it's, this is what they responded. Patients and caregivers can do so if it's a landline and the PA office approves it. So if you're telling me you don't have a landline, Then no, it's not gonna happen.
Right, Jazz, but I'm telling you that a landline, Jazz, is a house phone, not a cell phone. A cell phone
can't be
recommended as a landline. A landline, Jazz,
correct,
is a house phone, which we
correct.
Too many people we ain't using house phones no more, Jazz. Everybody uses cell phones.
Right.
But some people got house phones, don't get me wrong. But a landline, Jazz, means a regular
Motorola
phone in your house. Yes, from either Verizon or they can't use T-Mobile or Sprint, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. You can't use that. AT&T can't use none of that. Because a landline comes to the house phone.
Right.
And it has to be at the house to use the house phone to call you and be at the house to use the house phone to clock out. He could have done that, but again, I don't have a house phone, Jen.
Right.
Now, I can get a landline and call y'all back in a week or so because I'm disabled. I can get a free landline, but they got to come out to your house and hook up the wiring and all.
Right.
And just put the house phone in. If I do that, then yeah, he can work for y'all, but without a landline, he can't use a cellular phone. They're not going to allow it. He can use a cellular phone if he knew how to use the computer.
Right, I know.
Like clocking from that phone. That's why the other agency gave him that number, because he illiterate when it comes to the computer.
Right.
Yeah. And he kept, what happened, Jazz, is he kept messing up, right? He was trying to do it, but he wasn't able to do it. So he always messed up, and then he had to go back to the home care place for them to set it up again. So AJ was changing them, just went on and gave him that code. He did try. He did his best, and he's always with me. He's always at my house with me. He's with me, takes me everywhere, and he's always with me. Been with me 3 years. Because he got an iPhone. So the people at the agency wasn't even able to work with his iPhone because the email address that he used yet,
uh-huh.
he had too many email addresses.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
Yes. So AJ's exchange actually really booted him out as far as the email side.
Oh,
and gave him the code to call like that. That's the reason they gave it to him.
Right.
Because he had too many email addresses and didn't know the pin to none of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. So the lady at the agency, she hooked him up a Gmail account, whatever.
That
and gave him the password and a yellow piece of paper, the sticky paper.
Okay.
Gave him that, and he still wasn't able to do it. So he almost got my services cut off. So for me, they worked it out,
and they allowed him
to do it that way, because there ain't many people that do it that way.
No, we're not
like,
allowed to do it. Yeah, we're not allowed to anymore.
Yeah, that was the old way. And now they got the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you go to the AJ's Exchange app, open it up, clock in, clock out, and check off everything you did that day.
Right.
He couldn't do it. And so my services would be cut off because he messed up too many times. When AJ's Exchange say punching your password in,
right.
You don't remember the password to the email. So they gave him a new email with a new password.
Oh, you're gonna have to write that stuff down for him then.
And yes, they wrote it down for him on a sticky paper.
Oh my god.
You can stick it on your refrigerator or something.
Yeah.
And then they would give him like 15 minutes to get to my house and stuff. Like the clock has a grace period. And he still messed it up.
Oh my god.
The agency and the coordinator, they all came together for me because I've been with the company for a long time as a patient.
Right.
So on behalf of me, they worked it out where they gave him an ID number and he could use his regular cell phone, touching his thing at my house. He's there now. The other way, he couldn't do it. But I'll call and get a landline. But it won't be now, Jazz. If I call the actual landline, I got to wait until they take me to come out and do it. They'll give you a date, and then they'll give me a house phone. Now, I'm going to keep your number close to me, but in like another 2 weeks, I'm going to be moving.
Okay.
So I'll be a different side. I'll be in Bryn Mawr then, right?
So
and
then wait until you move. I can get the landline too.
Right. I'm going to get the landline right now because I'm going to move in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, I move, I get the landline, and then I'll call you back, and then he'll switch.
Yeah, call me back. Absolutely. Do that, and then we'll get everything ready for you guys.
Yeah. Yes, thanks, baby.
Right,
I ain't going to let you down. I'll call you back.
All right.
Okay.
You got my information. I have yours. I'll follow up with you in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, Miss Tanya. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Derek. Hang in there. You take care.
Okay, you do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.